All right, praise God.
Слава Богу.
Hey, let's give Jesus another hand clap.
Давайте воздадим Иисусу еще славу.
Have you guys been having a good time?
Вы имеете хорошее время?
I'm telling you, how many of you here were at the school this afternoon?
Кто из вас сегодня были здесь
утром в школе? At the school this morning.
В школе утром сегодня.
We had a good time, didn't we?
У нас было хорошее время, не правда ли?
I'm telling you, we got deep into the things of God.
Я говорю, мы ходили глубоко в вещи Бога.
We explored dreams and visions.
Мы рассуждали о снах и видениях.
The supernatural.
Сверхъестественное.
Oh, I'm excited.
О, я рад.
I'm telling you, God's doing something here in this place.
Я говорю, Бог что-то делает в этом месте.
God is doing something with the realm of visitation.
Бог делает что-то с миром посещения.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Спасибо, Господь.
I'm telling you, I'm really excited for what God has tonight.
Я очень рад за то, что Бог приготовил на сегодня.
I'm telling you, over the last couple days,
за последние пару дней,
we've seen some pretty amazing miracles, haven't we?
Мы видели прекрасные чудеса, которые происходили.
I mean, last night,
прошлой ночи,
God was opening up deaf ears.
Бог открывал глухие уши.
God was healing bodies that were afflicted.
Исцелял тела, которые были больные.
I'm telling you, God was doing all kinds of stuff.
Бог делал разные вещи.
How many know that's His goodness?
Кто знает, что это Его благодать?
That's His love.
Это Его любовь.
Our sister here.
Наша сестра здесь.
She'd been deaf from birth in her ear.
Она была глухая с детства в одном ухе.
And she came up to me this morning.
Она пришла ко мне сегодня утром.
She said, "This is amazing. I could hear my iPod for the first time in that ear."
Она говорит, это прекрасно, но я слышу, как даже глаз мой двигается в этом ухе.
I'm telling you, that's the goodness of God.
Это благодать Бога.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Спасибо, Господь.
Jesus.
Иисус.
Whew, I'm telling you, I feel the power of God tonight.
Я говорю, я чувствую силу Бога сегодня.
I do. I want you to stand
я
your
хочу,
feet.
Я хочу, чтобы вы встали на ноги.
I want you just to stand your feet.
Просто встаньте на ноги.
I'm telling you, last night there were probably about 15-20 people.
Где-то прошлой ночью 15-20 человек.
They were just instantly healed right in the atmosphere.
Которые мгновенно получили исцеление прямо здесь.
Can I just get someone to play on the keyboard?
Может кто-то выйти поиграть на кейборде?
I don't think I want to go right back up into the worship. But I want somebody just to play on the keyboard.
Я хочу, чтобы кто-то просто поиграл на кейборде.
Because I really felt a fire and an anointing for healing right now.
Потому что я чувствую огонь и помазание для исцеления сейчас.
I'm telling you, we're going to release a wave of healing power right now.
Мы сейчас высвободим волну исцеления.
Before we preach the word.
Перед тем, как мы будем проповедовать.
And I'm telling you, many people are going to get their miracles.
Многие люди получат свое исцеление.
And the reason why.
И почему?
Oh, it's because God is good.
Потому что Бог хороший.
I'm telling you, the reason why God does miracles is because He's such a good Father.
Почему Господь делает чудеса? Потому что Он хороший Отец.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Спасибо, Господь.
How many of you need a miracle?
Кто из вас нуждается в исцелении?
Oh, I'm telling you, tonight's your night.
Чуди, это сегодня ваш вечер.
I mean, last night hernias were disappearing.
Прошлой ночью
ankles and fractures were being healed.
Трещины в ногах тоже.
Ooh, that was just the first night.
Это был просто первый
вечер. I'm telling you, tonight it's going to be even better.
Сегодня будет еще лучше.
We're going to jump right into this.
Мы прыгнем прямо в это.
Woo, thank you, Lord.
Спасибо, Господь.
Just like last night,
как прошлую ночь,
I'm going to release a wave of healing power.
Я высвобожу волну исцеления.
I'm going to begin to take authority over sickness and disease.
Я буду брать авторитет над болезнями.
I'm going to begin to call out conditions.
Я начну называть болезни.
And as I begin to call out different conditions,
как я буду их называть,
if I call your condition out,
если я назвал вашу болезнь,
I want you just to start moving your body.
Я хочу, чтобы вы начали двигать свое тело.
Just start checking to see if the pain's gone.
Просто проверяйте, если боль ушла.
Oh, there's a breaker anointing tonight.
Сейчас здесь помазание прорыва.
I'm telling you, tonight's going to be a night of the wisdom and the revelation of God.
Сегодня будет ночь мудрости и откровения Бога.
And it's going to be a night of the demonstration of God's power.
И будет ночь, где будет демонстрирована сила Бога.
I'm telling you, a woman last night, it was like 5 years she had stripes in her eyes.
А женщина здесь была 5 лет, она имела какие-то полоски в глазах.
Really bad, it's like cataracts that you can't see out of.
Что-то было на глазах, и она не видела.
And God instantly healed.
И Бог мгновенно исцелил ее.
I'm telling you, God wants to do eye miracles.
Бог хочет делать чудеса с глазами.
God wants to do all kinds of stuff.
Всякие вещи.
I want you right now just to close your eyes.
Я хочу, чтобы вы сейчас закрыли глаза.
Raise your hands.
Поднимите свои руки.
I'm about to release a wave of power.
Я сейчас высвобожу волну силы.
And when I do,
и когда я это сделаю,
I'm telling you, the chains are going to fall off.
Я говорю вам, цепи спадут.
Sickness and disease, they're going to go.
Болезни уйдут.
Pain in bodies is going to be healed.
Боль в теле будет исцелена.
Ooh, thank you, Lord.
Спасибо, Господь.
Right now, in the name of Jesus,
сейчас во имя Иисуса,
I take authority over every sickness, every disease,
я беру авторитет на всякой болезнью,
and I command right now power to go through your body.
Я повелеваю, чтобы сила прошла через ваше
right
тело.
Now, I command pain loose.
Я повелеваю, чтобы боль оставила.
Right now, the power of God is coming on people in their necks.
Сила Господа сходит на людей в шею.
It's coming upon their necks and going down their back right now.
По спине сейчас.
People with injuries in the back and in the neck right now, be healed. I command disc problems, be healed. I command right now problems with the muscles in the back, be healed. Power of God flow. Right now, breathing problems. Asthma. It's being healed right now. The power of God is coming into people's lungs. Right now, I command lungs to be healed in Jesus' name. Somebody right now with the right wrist problem, some sort of a ligament damage, if that's you, just begin to move it. Power of God's coming on you right now. I'm telling you, somebody else right now with a hiatus hernia, I command that hernia dissolve in Jesus' name. Right now, the power of God's coming on someone's left knee. Right now, I command that left knee in Jesus' name heal. Somebody else with stomach disorders right now. Pain, sharp pain in the stomach. Power of God be released in your body. Somebody else with their left shoulder injury. Power of God into your shoulder. Begin to move that shoulder. Right now, God's healing eyesight. If you need a miracle in your eyes, put your hand on your eyes right now. Right now, I command in the name of Jesus for eyes to be recreated. I command blindness go now. Cataracts go now. Sunspots go now. I command 20-20 vision come forth. Right now, God's doing a miracle in somebody's thyroid. Power of God's coming on your thyroid. Power flow through your body. Somebody else is getting a miracle in their hip. Like a deterioration of the hip bone. Pain in the hip and socket. Power of God come into your body. If that's you, begin to move it. Right now, God's healing arthritis. In joints. Joints in the hands. In the feet. In the back. Begin to move your hands. Begin to move your feet. Begin to move your back. Oh, power of God's coming right now. I'm telling you right now, God is he's causing miracles to happen in people's smell. Somebody here, you don't have the sense of smell. I command it, come back now. In the name of Jesus. Right now, tumors. And cysts. In the breast. Right now, I command them to dissolve in Jesus' name. If that's you, just put your hand on it. Power of God go through your body. I command it to shrink, shrivel, and go. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I'm telling you right now, somebody in the right elbow, there's an injury to the tendon. Right now, the power of God's healing you. Begin to move that. I want you right now to put your hand on the part of your body that needs a miracle. This is where we see a lot of the miracles. I don't care what it is, put your hand on it. I'm telling you, God's healing somebody's jaw right now. I command that jaw be healed in Jesus' name. Power of God flow. Somebody else with an ear infection. I command right now that infection loose. Loose. Somebody else with a kidney infection. Power of God go through your kidneys. I command every trace of pain go now. Now put your hand on the part of your body that needs a miracle. Right now in the name of Jesus, I command every sickness, every disease, every pain, Loose. In the name of Jesus. Ooh, somebody's left ankle's being healed right now. If that's you, start moving on it. Start jumping up and down. I'm telling you right now, people are getting miracles in the bottom of their feet. I see God creating arches where there were no arches. Flat feet are being healed.
кого плоскостопие, сейчас исцеление.
I'm telling you right now, I want everybody in this room.
Я хочу, чтобы все в этой комнате.
Begin to check your body.
Начали проверять свое тело.
Begin to see if the pain's gone.
Смотрите, если боль ушла.
Start trying to do something you couldn't do before.
Начали делать то, что вы раньше не могли делать.
I'm telling you, many of you are going to find the miracles happen.
Но многие из вас вы найдете, что было чудо.
You're going to find the pain's gone.
Вы увидите, что боль нет.
Start checking right now.
Начинайте проверять сейчас.
Start testing your bodies.
Начинайте проверять свое тело.
Thank you, Lord.
Спасибо, Господь.
Who here feels like they just received a miracle?
Кто чувствует здесь, что они только что получили?
Wave at me.
Помахайте мне.
If you just received a miracle.
Если вы только что получили чудо.
Wave at me high.
Помахайте.
Wave at me.
Помахайте мне.
If you just received a miracle.
Если вы только что получили исцеление.
Come up here.
Выходите сюда.
Come up here. I see a hand back here.
Я вижу также руку там сзади.
Come up here.
Выходите сюда.
Everybody that just got healed.
Все, которые получили исцеление.
I want you to come to the front.
Я хочу, чтобы вы пришли наперед.
And those of you that haven't got your miracle yet.
Те, которые не получили свое чудо.
Keep checking your bodies right now.
Проверяйте свое тело.
Start testing your bodies right now.
Начинайте проверять свое тело.
Start moving them around.
Начинайте двигаться.
Some of you are going to find the pains going as you test them.
Некоторые из вас увидят, что боль уходит, пока вы
проверяете. I want everybody who received a miracle.
Я хочу, чтобы все, которые получили чудо.
Come up here and give a testimony. Come up and tell us what Jesus did for you. Because when you do that, it seals your miracle in heaven.
Это закрепляет ваше чудо на небе.
Whew, thank you, Lord.
Спасибо, Господь.
Come on, give God a hand clap.
Дайте славу Богу.
I felt the Lord told me.
Я чувствовал, когда мне Господь сказал.
That there would be many miracles if we just jumped right into it.
Если будет много чудес, если мы просто прыгнем в это.
Come on, this is miracles.
Давайте, это чудеса.
I'm telling you, there's more people you're healed right now.
Есть еще больше людей, которые исцелены.
Just start checking your bodies.
Начинайте проверять свое тело.
Ooh, thank you, God.
Спасибо, Господь.
I'm telling you, I'm really feeling somebody with some sort of a ear infection.
Я чувствую, у кого-то инфекция в ушах.
Some sort of an ear infection.
Какая-то инфекция в ушах.
Who is that?
Кто это?
Who's this ear infection?
У кого инфекция в ушах?
Back here.
Он там сзади.
Come on, come up here.
Выходите сюда.
Right here?
Тоже, да.
Come up here.
Выходите сюда.
Thank you, Lord.
Спасибо, Господь.
See, we're just flowing with the Holy Ghost right now.
Мы сейчас
течем
со Святым Духом.
I mean, all these people have already received a miracle.
Все эти люди уже получили исцеление.
Here, come stand right here.
Встаньте здесь.
I'm telling you, God's going to heal her.
Бог исцелит ее.
He's going to heal whoever has these ear infections.
Он исцелит всех, кто имеет эти инфекции в ушах.
And the reason why?
И почему?
Is because He's good.
Потому что Он хороший.
You have an ear infection?
У вас тоже ушах?
An ear infection. No, I want ear infections.
Инфекция в ушах?
Right now I'm praying for ear infections.
Сейчас я молюсь за
ear infection.
Инфекции в ушах.
See, look at how many people have ear infections.
Сколько людей имеют инфекции в ушах?
I'm telling you, the Lord told me I want to heal ear infections.
Господь сказал, я хочу исцелить инфекции в ушах.
I want you guys just to stand over here.
Хочу, чтобы вы стали вот там.
Стand over here if you have an ear infection.
У вас инфекция в ушах.
And I'm going to interview some of these miracles.
Я поспрашиваю вот эти.
If you received a miracle, come over here.
Если у вас есть чудо, выходите сюда.
Thank you, Lord. Everybody else, you can sit down.
Остальные вы можете присесть.
We're going to find out what Jesus just did.
Мы увидим, что Господь сделал.
What did Jesus just do for you?
Что Господь сделал для тебя?
Несколько дней до конференции, где-то 4 дня до конференции, я обнаружила, что у меня кровоточит пупок, и это не останавливается. И моя боль начала умножаться больше, больше и больше. Я не могла ходить. Я сегодня еще ходила очень тяжело. Лекарства, которые мне выписали, я их не принимала, потому что я знала, что они мне не помогут. Я спросила, Господь, зачем ты это делаешь? Я ничего, как бы, я ничего не делала для того, чтобы какие-то признаки этого были. И за 2 дня до конференции я попала на emergency, мне сказали, что у меня очень большой, где-то вот такой камень в желчном пузыре. Говорю, Господь, это невозможно, потому что я всегда смотрю, что я кушаю, я постоянно чищу свой организм. Как это? Зачем? Вот. И когда за день где-то или за 2, за где-то, ну, после emergency, когда я пришла домой, я пришла, Господь говорит, ты просила славу. Будет слава.
You will have glory.
И сейчас, когда начали молиться, я просто почти уже сейчас просто почти не ощущаю никакой боли. И вчера, когда молились, я начала слышать, как будто что-то горячее, какой-то воздух просто пошел вот здесь, вот в этой арии, там, где ливер у меня. Камень выдувался прямо. Сейчас я вообще не слышу. Ничего не чувствую даже. ничего нету. И я мне сказали, что тебе в течение 24 часов надо сделать операцию. Я не могла даже найти никакого доктора, кто принимает данное время.
Wow, 20, she was going to get surgery.
Ей нужно было сделать операцию.
Probably what, today or tomorrow?
Сегодня, завтра.
But that's what they wanted?
Это то, что они хотели.
They wanted to have surgery on this.
Они хотели, чтобы сделать ей операцию.
She came with so much pain she couldn't walk.
Она пришла столько боли имела, что не могла.
And tonight the power of God touched her.
Сегодня сила Господа коснулась.
And right now she can't feel any pain.
Сейчас она не чувствует боли.
The doctors, they diagnosed her with a stone.
Докторы обнаружили камень.
And now that stone, she can't find it no more. Let's give God glory.
Камень. Давайте воздадим славу Богу.
Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Wow, that's an amazing miracle. What did he do for you?
My back. Yeah. It's after car accident. I have pain. Like, I can't sleep at night. During, like, 2 months, I don't know how lie down for it's not
hurt.
I didn't feel, like, really anything, but it's, like, not hurt now.
Ничего, но она не болит.
No.
Come on, thank you, Lord.
Спасибо, Господь.
So, that would have hurt to do that before?
Это болело раньше, да?
Wow, so it would have hurt to move like this?
Болело, если бы ты так согнулась.
Go ahead, move up and down.
Ну, согинайся, туда-сюда.
Come on. Thank you, Lord.
Спасибо, Господь.
So this was so bad you wouldn't even be able to sleep at night.
Yeah, it wasn't like that bad, but at night I wasn't like can't.
Не так плохо.
I don't know find, how find position to lie down.
Не могла найти позицию, как лечь.
This is very painful. How long did you have it?
Сколько это было? 2 месяца.
2 months she had this.
2 месяца она имела.
So painful that even when she lays down, sometimes it's hard to sleep.
Ложилась спать, ей было трудно.
Totally gone. Come on, one more time.
Еще раз, давай.
Yeah, come on, Jesus. Woo! Give me a high five. God loves you so much. You know that?
Ты знаешь, Бог тебя любит.
I'm telling you, when he looks at you,
когда он смотрит на тебя,
he sees you as faithful.
Он видит тебя верной.
He looks at you,
он смотрит на тебя.
Oh, he sees you as his bride.
Он видит тебя как свою невесту.
And the Lord wants you to know,
и Господь хочет, чтобы ты знала,
that he hears your prayers,
что он слышит твои молитвы.
And he hears your cries.
Он слышит твои вопли.
And I'm telling you, I'm here to tell you,
говорю, что я тебе,
that the family members you've been praying for,
семья, за которую
I see two of them.
Я вижу два человека.
The two family members you've been praying for,
за которые ты молишься,
God says he's going to quickly bring them to the Lord. Because you're faithful. You're faithful to pray. You're faithful to worship. You're faithful to your relationship with
Him.
Thank you, Lord.
Спасибо, Господь.
Now, do those two people make sense?
Два человека, они, ты понимаешь, кто это?
Those two people make sense to you?
Два человека, yeah. Знаешь, кто? Yeah. Кто это?
My husband.
Мой муж.
My brother.
И мой брат.
You've been praying for your husband and your brother,
ты молилась за своего мужа,
for those two to get saved, haven't you?
Чтобы они были спасены, да?
I'm telling you, God's going to bring them into the kingdom. In fact, what's their names?
Как их зовут?
Michael and Vladimir.
Michael and Vladimir. Michael and Vladimir.
Michael and Vladimir?
Vlad.
Oh, Vladimir.
Yeah.
Let's pray right now.
Давайте помолимся сейчас.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is a sign.
Это символ.
That God hears her prayers.
Бог слышит ее молитвы.
And that God loves you.
И Бог любит тебя.
And He loves you so much, He spoke to me.
Он тебя так сильно любит, он проговорил ко мне.
And told me that He was going to reveal Himself to you.
Он сказал, что он откроет себя тебе.
And He wants you to know He's real.
Он хочет, чтобы ты знал, что он есть настоящий.
I'm telling you, God's real.
Бог настоящий.
And we just pray blessings over you. We say, Father, bless them in the name of Jesus. With prosperity, with health. Lord, we say, reveal yourself in the name of Jesus. You see, these are signs and these are wonders. And God heals people and He speaks the prophetic word because this is how He reveals His love. And I'll tell you what, at the end of tonight, we'll give people an opportunity to receive the Lord. Because I'm telling you, God is speaking in this place. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. What happened to you?
Что с тобой произошло?
У меня сердце болело последние 4 месяца. Постоянно я его слышала.
Last month I had heartache. My heart was bothering me.
И даже несколько раз было такое, что как будто приостанавливалось на какое-то мгновение, даже и сейчас, когда сказали положить руку, я почувствовала такое тепло, такое приятное, приятное, как кто-то обливает теплом, таким приятным. И сразу легче, ну, легко стало, я слышала, сидела и слышала, ну, что что-то есть. Сейчас я не слышу, что оно есть.
Come on, thank you, Lord.
Спасибо, Господь.
The uneasiness in the heart, the heartbeats being healed.
Что-то было с сердцем, да, но исцелено.
God's ministering His heart to you into your heart.
Вставляет свое сердце в твое сердце.
He's showing you His love.
Он показывает тебе свою любовь.
God bless you.
Благослови тебя, Господь.
Come on over this way.
Давайте двигайтесь сюда.
Did you all receive miracles?
Получили исцеление?
Okay, I want all the ear infections. Go ahead and sit over there. We're going to pray for you in a second. But if you already received a miracle, stand right here. I mean, wow, praise God. I mean, these are amazing miracles. Did you receive a miracle? Thank you, Lord. I'm telling you, miracles can happen all night long. If you're in the crowd right now and you need a miracle, put your hand on your body. Put your hand on the part of your body that needs the miracle. Right now, I command every pain, I command every affliction, I command every torment in the name of Jesus, loose! Loose! I'm telling you, start checking your body. Start seeing if the pain's gone. And if the pain's gone, I want you to get up out of your seat and come forward. And I want you to testify. Hallelujah. What happened to you?
Maybe about a year ago, I was working at work and one client showed up and I just stood up and under my desk there was really sharp shelf for the printer with a really sharp corner and I really hit my left knee. And once in a while, I can feel it. It wasn't really sharp pain, you know, but I can felt everything inside of my knee, you know, like not really comfortable, but not a sharp pain. And it was once in a while appearing and disappearing. And it was very interesting today, you know, when I was sitting over there afternoon, I just knew that you will call my condition, which is the left knee, and it will be done, you know. And when you said the left knee, usually heat, it's a healing power, but today I had an interesting feeling. There has become like a blowing wind inside, like refreshing inside of my knee. It wasn't really heat, but it was just fresh wind and bringing like a breeze from the ocean inside of my left knee.
Come on. A breeze like the wind from the ocean came upon her body and healed her knee. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! He's good. God bless you. Come here, what did he do for you?
It's funny because I have a similar problem like this. She had a couple years or more I have pain sometimes in my right
knee.
And when worship starts, I start to feel pain. And I know God wants to heal it. And I just feel like showered. I was in the shower, and it's gone. Hallelujah.
So God showered down His love on you. And it came down, and then you just felt all the pain go? Come on, move it around, move it around. No more pain? Woo! Come on, thank you, God. My man, what's up? You're back. Now how does it feel?
My arm was hurting 4 days already. While I was over there, I was praying for a little bit. So I checked, now it's all gone.
Come on, thank you, God. Now, I just saw you in the back room and you said it was hurting, huh? And we prayed for you last night and it was still hurting. But now he did it, didn't he?
Yeah.
I told you he was going to do that. Come on, give me a high five. Thank you, Lord. Woo, come on. Woo, Shika. I'm telling you, you got a little evangelistic anointing on you. An anointing of evangelism.
Помазание евангелизма.
I'm telling you, God's going to use you. He's going to use you in evangelism. Reach people that don't know Him.
идти к тем, кто не знает его.
I'm telling you, I'm in a vision right now.
Я сейчас в видении.
And I see thousands and thousands and thousands of people.
Я вижу тысячи и тысячи людей.
And I see you speaking to them.
И я вижу, как ты говоришь.
And I see you moving in signs and wonders and miracles.
Я вижу, как ты видишь чудеса, знамения, исцеления.
But the crazy thing is, you're only like 13, 14 years old.
Нормально, если тебе только где-то 13-14 лет.
And I see the power of God.
Ты видишь силу Бога.
I'm telling you, signs and wonders and miracles. Even the dead raised. I'm telling you. God's going to put a special anointing of power on you. And he's going to use you to confound the wise. God uses the foolish things to confound the wise. Oh, and just like Jeremiah, I'm telling you, the Lord says, don't be afraid because of your youth. For I am with you, and I'm going to use you powerfully. I see an anointing of a seer. You're going to see the angels. You're going to have dreams. You're going to see into heaven. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we just release this right now.
Ooh,
what's your name? Alex. Come on.
Alex.
Lord, we just loose this over Alex right now. This spirit of evangelism, this anointing, this destiny, this calling. Thank you, Lord. Come on. Yeah. Here, come here. So what happened?
Когда была молитва за... ну, за болезнь, когда сказали за болезнь в спине, я чувствовала такое... мурашки. Теперь меня не болит спина, но часто у меня болит спина, и иногда дается от спины в ногу болеть.
Sometimes
и я чувствовала мурашки такие,
я
чувствовала это исцеление.
And I felt goosebumps, like healing.
Оно пошло вот так по спине,
went through my back,
пояснице, и...
and into my hip, into the leg.
Слава Богу.
Боль ушла?
Да, ну чуть-чуть как бы так чувствовала болезнь сегодня, но оно часто болело, сегодня как бы так. Не очень, но я просто чувствовала это исцеление.
It wasn't bothering me that much today, but I usually have it, and I feel like it is gone.
Come on, thank you, God.
Спасибо, Господь.
God bless you.
Благослови тебя, Господь.
Come on over here.
Иди сюда.
What's your name?
Как тебя зовут?
Наталья.
Наталья.
Наталья, what did Jesus do for you?
Что Иисус сделал для тебя?
Исцелил.
He healed me.
What up?
С чего?
2 weeks ago.
2 недели назад?
У меня лен. Левое колено болело.
My left knee was hurting.
Прошлое воскресенье я на скорую поехала.
Last Sunday I went to emergency.
Мне сделали рентген. Мне просто левое колено было сильно спухло.
My left knee was swollen.
Мне таким бинтом большим замотали. Я почти неделю ходила.
Wasn't walking for a week.
Я даже на второй этаж не могла.
I couldn't even go upstairs.
И вчера как молились за
ноги. Yesterday we were praying for legs.
Я и моя старшая дочь положили, я сразу исцелилась.
Put her hand and I was healed.
Но я застеснялась выйти.
But I was shy to come out.
И потом опять боли начались.
And then the pains came back again.
Но сейчас уже думаю, ноги уже не буду.
I said I'm not gonna.
И сейчас не болит.
And now there's no pain.
Come on, move it around, move it around.
Двигай.
Woo! Thank you, God. How long was the pain there?
Как долго боль была?
2 недели.
2 weeks.
Come on, thank you, Jesus. God bless you.
Спасибо, Иисус.
What did he do for you?
Что он сделал для тебя?
У меня сильно болел живот сегодня утром.
My stomach
как бы рези, такой вроде кто взял нож.
This is somebody took a knife to my belly.
Вот, и я положила руку, как вы сказали.
I put my hand, like you said.
И это на 75% ушло.
About 75% of it is gone.
But it's still like 25%.
Еще где-то 25% там осталось.
Here, just stand right here. Remember I said God was healing someone with sharp pain in their stomach? Put your hand on your stomach. Thank you, Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over the spirit of infirmity and affliction. Loose! Every trace of pain goes now! Power go through your body. Woo! Completion. Every infirmity, every spirit of infirmity, come off right now. Come out right now. Shake me, Barabaka. In Jesus' name. Whew. Thank you, Lord. You watch. She'll be totally healed. Thank you, Lord.
Спасибо, Господь.
What happened to you?
Что с тобой произошло?
She needs to go down. Let her go down.
Дайте, пускай упадет, если
Thank you, God.
Спасибо, Господь.
What happened to you?
I've been having a foot pain.
У меня была боль в ноге.
At work.
На работе.
Every day.
Каждый день.
I'm on the bottom of my feet.
Я на своих ногах.
When you prayed the first time, I felt a tingling in my feet.
Когда я помолился, я почувствовал какое-то.
I didn't come up.
И я не вышел.
And then the second time, he told me to touch it, and I did, and it tingled even more, and stood up, and I didn't have any pain walking all over here.
Come on, thank you, Lord.
Спасибо, Господь.
Woo! Remember I said God was doing miracles on the bottom of the feet?
Бог делает что-то с подошвами.
Wow, come on, man. How long were you dealing with that?
Как долго это у тебя было?
About a month and a half.
About a month and a half. Thank you, Jesus.
Спасибо, Иисус.
Did you receive a miracle?
Весь чудо.
Yesterday.
I was feeling pain all over, even my heart was yesterday morning and over here when we were worshiping, my heart started hurting, so I left my flag and went outside, and then when I came and you were starting praying and I just, you know, sat down on my chair and I felt so much kind of, you know, warm from head to you know, yeah. And so what happened, I didn't know until this morning when I started working, I didn't have any pain anywhere, so I just came to say that God healed me totally.
Thank you, Lord.
Спасибо, Господь.
How are you feeling now?
It's gone.
Уже нету.
It's all gone now.
Все, нету.
Come on, give God glory.
Воздайте славу Богу.
Woo! Now, all of you people have ear infections?
Все вы имеете инфекции в ушах?
Every one of you?
Все, да?
All right.
Her? The little girl, only one in the blue.
Oh, no, I think all of them do.
And oh, I'm talking about the girl. She just said the girl.
Oh, okay, I got you, I got you. Here, I want the two little ones. Come. Hey, don't be afraid.
Не бойтесь. It's just her.
Ask her if she wants my wife to pray with her.
Спросите, она хочет, чтобы моя жена помолилась за нее.
Do you guys want her to pray for you?
Вы хотите, чтобы она за вас помолилась?
Yeah, she wants you to pray.
Yeah, она хочет, чтобы ты помолилась.
Hey, she just is anointed.
Она также помазанная.
Come on.
Ear infection, and I just command every trace of hearing loss to loose this ear in Jesus' name. I command every trace of infection to leave right now in Jesus' name. I just speak an absolute opening of this ear. Thank you, Lord. Can you test that?
Did the pain leave?
I feel it's gone.
Feel it's gone? What happened?
I felt something through it. Coming down.
Something go through it? Now two?
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Она имела... У нее часто были этот... В шесть лет ей поставили этот...
Hearing aid?
Yes.
When she was 6 years old, they put hearing aids on her.
And... 2 года как забрали.
2 years now they have removed it.
Она начала слышать 5%.
And she started to hear 5% only.
А месяц тому проверили и сказали, что снова 10 не слышит.
A month ago she does not hear 10%.
И сегодня этот ухо опять болело.
And today that ear was bothering her again. Today.
Now the pain's gone?
И боль ушла.
Can you hear better, sweetie?
Ты слышишь лучше?
Can you hear better?
Ты слышишь лучше?
She says the ears are all the way open. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Come here. Which ear is it?
Left.
Now, is it painful?
Very. I am suffering for 2 months now. Doctors could not handle it.
God's going to remove it right now. It's because he loves you.
Потому что он любит тебя.
Here, stand right here.
Стань вот тут.
Right here.
Вот тут.
Whoo, there we go.
Да.
Put your hands up.
Подними свои руки.
Right now, I break the power of this infirmity.
Я сейчас снимаю силу этой болезни.
Spirit of infirmity.
Дух болезни.
Infection.
Инфекция.
Loose.
Высвободи.
How's that?
Как это?
Я слышала. Я слышала, я этим ухом совсем не слышу.
I could barely hear with that ear.
And now she can.
Yeah, she can hear you.
See, God just opened it up.
Бог только что открыл.
Good?
Хорошо?
Нет.
No more pain?
Больше нету боли?
Нет.
No? Боли нету?
Нет.
No, there's no pain.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
2 months.
2 месяца.
Доктор, я вас очень хочу попросить. Со мной в зале здесь сидит сын, который не слышит с самого рождения.
She says, I have a son that he does not hear ever since he was born.
Если вы читаете русские газеты, я ко всем обращаюсь.
I'm talking to everybody here. If you read the Russian
newspaper. Про нашего сына писали все газеты.
All the newspapers were writing about our son.
Зовут его Иван.
His name is Ivan.
Наверняка вы про него читали.
You probably read about him.
Это ребенок, который мечтает услышать мир.
This is a child that wants to hear the world.
Я поэтому очень прошу вас.
I'm asking just to look at him.
I see him.
Я вижу его.
Хорошо.
I can't pray for him right now.
Я не могу за него сейчас молиться.
Because I have to be specific for what God tells me.
Потому что я делаю то, что Бог мне говорит.
It's not being mean.
Это я не просто, я не никак.
But I can only do what the Father shows me.
Я делаю то, что Отец мне показывает.
But later I promise I'll pray for him.
Но я обещаю, что я помолюсь за него.
See, last night I was praying for the deaf ears.
Прошлую вечер я молился за глухие уши.
But the Lord told me there was 2 people with deaf ears.
Но Господь мне сказал, что есть 2 человека с глухими
ушами. And exactly 2 people came up.
2 человека вышло.
And so I don't do anything unless I hear him say. But I'm telling you, I'll pray for him tonight, but right now, I need to keep praying for these. See, it's being specific. But praise the Lord for her miracle.
Слава Богу за ее исцеление.
Yeah. Come here. What about your ear?
Что насчет тебя?
Well, when I was 11, I got diagnosed with chronic sinusitis.
What is that? Когда мне было 11, мне диагноз сделали что-то с ухом.
Это хронический синусит.
But I received a healing at the encounter. Я получила исцеление на encounter.
But whenever I get cold,
ну когда я болею, у меня инфекция получается. Я.
So right now the ears hurt and it's infected.
No, not right now. But whenever I get a cold, it still will hurt.
You're saying you want me to break that off from never happening.
Yeah. Чтобы я сломал, чтобы это больше не происходило.
Spirit of infirmity.
Дух болезни.
Spirit of affliction.
Дух болезни.
Loose.
Выйди вон.
We command right now for no more ear infections.
Мы провозглашаем, что больше не было инфекций в ушах.
Ever again.
Никогда.
God bless you.
Благослови тебя Господь.
You again.
Ты опять.
This one? This one.
Это.
I was just sitting down, and then when you said the ear infection, I was just sitting over there, and then my ear started hurting right here. And then I was like, maybe I should come out and so you could pray for me, because it like started hurting like bad.
Right now,
сейчас,
I command this pain.
Я повелеваю этой боли.
Loose.
Выйди вон.
I command right now.
Я повелеваю сейчас.
Every infirmity.
Всякую болезнь.
Loose.
Выйди вон.
How's that feel?
Как это?
Better.
Лучше.
Was the pain gone?
Yeah.
Come on, thank you, God. Which one?
Какое?
Both.
Обои.
Well, since I was a little kid, my ears would hurt all the time.
Когда я еще маленькая была, мне уши постоянно болели.
Like, it would pop sometimes.
А иногда даже звуки там какие-то мне были.
Now, are they hurting right now?
Они сейчас болят?
No. They're going to no longer hurt anymore.
Они не будут больше болеть.
And I'm telling you, God's going to take care of this for the rest of your life, if you won't have it.
Сделай так, что всю свою жизнь ты больше не будешь болеть этим.
Right now, in Jesus' name.
Во имя Иисуса.
Deaf and dumb spirit.
Немой глухой дух.
Loose these ears.
Освободи эти уши.
I command every infirmity and sickness.
Я повелеваю, что всякая болезнь.
Stop and go now.
Остановилась и ушла сейчас.
How's that?
Как это?
Well, it doesn't hurt anymore.
Не болит.
What are you feeling?
Что ты чувствуешь?
Like it's really warm. I feel like
теплое. Я чувствую тепло на ушах. Боль ушла, да?
Thank you, God.
Спасибо, Бог.
You have an ear infection?
У вас инфекция в ушах? Yes.
Yeah, come here.
Иди сюда.
Does it hurt right now?
Болит сейчас?
Ну, оно не сильно болит. Ну, так периодически, когда простывает ухо, там собирается инфекция.
No, that much, but when I usually get sick, a cold or something,
уже давно,
collects, and it's been for a while.
Давно еще такая
была. I was a teenager.
Может, и с рождения.
Maybe even when I was born. I'm not sure.
Is there an infection now or no?
Сейчас там есть инфекция?
Да, ну вот утро, вчера очень сильно болела, но
сегодня
меньше.
Today is a little less.
Okay, well, we're going to pray and it will break right off.
Мы сейчас помолимся, и это просто сойдет.
And I'm going to pray it never comes back again.
Я помолюсь, чтобы оно никогда не вернулось.
Whew, thank you, Lord.
Спасибо, Господь.
Spirit of infirmity and
Дух
affliction.
Болезни.
Yes.
Высвободи.
There's the power of God.
Сила Бога.
How does that feel?
Как ты чувствуешь?
Тепло было.
I felt warm.
Yeah. How does the ear feel?
Как ухо чувствуется?
Ну, это, оно такой острой боли нету, поэтому трудно определить.
I don't have sharp pain, so I can't say for sure.
Well, praise God, I believe it's done.
Слава Богу. Я чувствую, что это оно уже сделано.
Ear infection?
Инфекция в ушах?
This one? Both?
Обои.
Is it painful now?
Болит сейчас?
It's not. Я была, с самого детства у меня были всегда хронические breathing problems.
Ever since I was a child, I had chronic breathing problems.
With my lungs.
Lungs, nose.
Мне гайморит пробивали.
Puncturing something in her nose.
I had, имела гной здесь. И у меня также были за ухом гной.
And I had infections behind my ears.
У меня была жидкость.
There was liquid there.
И мне должны перед Америкой были протыкать и вытягивать это все.
Have to, pierce my ears and just
то, что это ухо недостаточно хорошо слышало.
This ear, I couldn't hear that well.
Yeah, but it's, оно двое болели.
It was connected, two of them.
Оно с годами уходит.
With years it leaves.
Но я буквально вот, может, даже меньше, чем полгода, у меня тоже ужасно сильно, я простыла.
I got sick.
У меня обратно уши.
And it came back in my ears.
Начали болеть.
Started hurting.
Are they hurting right now?
Not right now, but I don't want it.
Okay, let's pray.
Я хочу помолиться.
In the name of Jesus,
во имя Иисуса,
no more infirmity,
чтобы не было больше болезней,
no more sickness,
больше не было болезней.
I break the power of the spirit of infirmity,
которая атакует твою жизнь. Высвободи.
Thank you, God.
Спасибо, Бог.
Woo! What's going on?
Что происходит?
You're so loud.
Ты такой громкий.
Did your ears open up?
Уши открылись?
Look at her face.
Смотрите на ее лицо.
Turn around. She's shocked.
Она в шоке.
The ear opened up.
Уши открылись.
That's why everyone's saying I'm yelling.
Поэтому все говорят, что я кричу.
I don't hear you guys.
Я вас не слышала.
Can you hear it now?
Why?
Thank you, God.
Спасибо, Бог.
What are you coming up for?
А у вас что? I used to have pain. I used to have pain in my ears. About 10 years ago. For about 10 years now, I have ringing in my ears.
I'm going for ear infections.
У меня сейчас инфекция, я иду за молитвой за инфекцию в ушах.
How about you, ear infection?
See,
no, I'm not praying for just anything. I have to stay specific. And to some people, they might think, well, that's kind of mean. The Bible says in John 5:19 that Jesus never did a thing unless he first saw or he heard what his Father was saying to do. And you see, this is the key to seeing this kind of power. Massive anointing and power is to be radically obedient with what God tells you to do. And I've learned that if the Lord hasn't said to do it, I'm not going to step out and do it. There's sometimes the Lord will tell me, Jeremy, you can pray for everybody and there's healings that will happen. And then there's some nights the Lord will show me things in visions. And He'll speak to me and say, only do this. And I've learned just to be obedient to it. I'm telling you, there's going to be a lot more miracles tonight. I believe God's going to release more. I'm telling you, God may even release dental miracles tonight. We've had in our miracle, or in our meetings, where recreated teeth happened. Where God gives gold and silver teeth. I'm telling you, where God begins to manifest His glory in special ways. But But before I go there, I want to preach. Because I got a word. I want to preach. And also I want to give away some stuff. You guys having a good time? Hey, why don't we give Jesus one more big hand clap? Woo, come on. Thank you, Lord. I'm telling you, I'll give this stuff up later. I want to jump into the Word. I want to jump into the Word. Because I'll tell you what, last night, I preached on the seven spirits of God. And last night, I was talking about the counsel and the might of God. Tonight, I want to continue teaching on the seven spirits of God. But tonight, I'm going to talk about the wisdom and the revelation of God. And I'm telling you, God wants to release an impartation tonight of the glory of God. He wants to release a revelation of His supernatural realm. I'm telling you, in Isaiah 11:2, it says this. We talked about it last night. If you weren't here, get the CD. I'm telling you, God wants to teach us more about the Holy Spirit than ever. You see, it's the Holy Spirit that's going to give us victory as a church. And when we begin to flow with the Holy Ghost, I'm telling you, God's glory and God's power shows up. Ooh, I'm telling you, it's God's will that every single one of you begin to see the goodness and the glory of God. And that you begin to experience God in dreams and visions, the supernatural, and even through His power flowing through you. I'm telling you, this afternoon I was talking about dreams and visions. We're going to go deeper into that tonight. I'm telling you, are you hungry? Are you hungry to receive something supernatural? See, God has something supernatural for us tonight. I talked about, you know, the seven spirits of God. It's found in Isaiah 11:2. And I'm telling you right now, Isaiah 11:2 is the anointing of God that rested upon Jesus. Last night I talked about how Jesus was not anointed with the first Corinthians 12 gift. But I talked about how Jesus was anointed with the fullness of God. With the fullness of the person of the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you, God wants to release fullness today. God wants to release the Holy Spirit to you. But He wants you to learn more about the Holy Spirit so that you can grow in the things of God. I'm telling you, Isaiah 11:2 says, "The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon Him," speaking of Jesus. It says, "The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, and the Spirit of counsel and might, in the spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord." Tonight I want to talk to you about the wisdom and the revelation of God. And I'm telling you, I believe God is going to open some things up in the spirit realm to us. And we're going to come into a greater understanding of the things of the kingdom of God. I want you to turn with me to Ephesians chapter 1. And we're going to look at a prayer that Paul prayed for the Church of Ephesus. You see, Paul was a mighty man of God. In fact, how many of you agree with me that Paul was probably the mightiest man that we can find in the New Testament? He had the most wisdom. He had the most anointing. He had the most power. And you know what? He was the one guy who didn't just preach to the church, but he took it out of the region of Jerusalem and began to evangelize. He was probably the greatest apostle that we can find in the scriptures. He planted many of the churches that we read about, and he walked in a realm of signs and wonders in the supernatural that nobody else did in his day. And I'm telling you, God wants to give us an anointing like he had. An anointing of the supernatural. And I'll tell you what, in Ephesians chapter 1, we're going to look at what the spirit of wisdom and revelation is. Before we do that, though, I want to quickly pray. Close your eyes. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over every hindrance of revelation, over every distracting spirit, and right now I release clarity, I release the spirit of wisdom and revelation. I command right now that the eyes of your heart would be open, and that you would fully receive this revelation. Holy Spirit, open our eyes to see, and open our ears to hear, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what. I love the Apostle Paul. You know what amazes me about him? He was one of the, I mean, I'm telling you, he's responsible for most of the New Testament. He did way more than Peter, James, and John. And you know what? He walked in way more power than they did. And he had more visitations than any of them. You want to know what's crazy about that? He was different than the other disciples. And the way that he was different was he was the only one who never traveled with Jesus when he was in his earthly ministry on the earth. Isn't that crazy? I'm telling you, Peter, James, and John, they weren't like you and me. They didn't read the words of Jesus in red. They were there when Jesus prayed for blind Bartimaeus. They were there when Jesus, you know, rose from the dead. They were there when Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the good news of the kingdom. And he gave them the commission of the gospel. But Saul, or Paul, was not. So how did Paul pass them up? How did Paul gain more in the Spirit than any of the other disciples? How did Paul step into a greater realm of ministry than any of the guys that traveled with Jesus? Do you realize that's kind of crazy? I'll tell you how. The reason why is because Paul was taught by God himself through revelation. You know, he wasn't a part of Jesus' ministry. In fact, after Jesus died and raised from the dead, Saul was the man that was going around and he was persecuting the way, the church. In fact, Saul was the man that was responsible for the church hero of the early days, Stephen's death. He was the one that said, stone him. Isn't it crazy that God would use a man that was killing the church and he would turn his life around and use him more powerfully than any of the others? What does that tell me? That tells me that God is into using people that nobody would have ever thought could amount to anything. God is into using people that would be the least likely, you know, they would be the least likely candidate.
Они будут самые последние кандидаты.
And I'm telling you, I want to teach us tonight.
Я хочу научить нас сегодня.
What Paul had.
Что Павел имел.
You see, Paul had something.
Видите, Павел имел что-то.
You see, Paul, he was different than the disciples.
Он был не такой, как ученики.
Because he had a supernatural encounter with Jesus.
Потому что у него была сверхъестественная встреча с Иисусом.
You see, he wasn't traveling with Jesus.
Он не ходил с Иисусом.
He was persecuting Jesus.
Он гнал Иисуса.
And as he was persecuting Jesus,
он гнал Иисуса,
one day on the road to Damascus,
один день, по дороге в Дамаск,
a light beam from heaven appeared.
Пришел с неба,
and knocked Paul off his horse.
Кинула Павла с его лошади.
And Jesus Christ from heaven,
Иисус Христос с неба,
began to speak to Paul.
Начал говорить с Павлом.
And Paul cried out.
И Павел, Павел воскликнул.
And he said, who are you, Lord?
Кто ты, Господи?
He said, who are you?
Он сказал, кто ты?
And the Lord said that I am Jesus. Why are you persecuting me? You see, Paul had a supernatural encounter with God that forever changed his life. He was killing the church. Jesus reveals himself to him. And all of a sudden, he becomes the greatest weapon against the devil. God took him from being the greatest weapon of the devil to the greatest weapon of Christ. And I'm telling you, this is what's amazing. Is Paul the apostle walked in all that he walked in, and he never spent a day with the disciples. Not for like 12 years. He didn't get mentored by Paul, Peter, James, John. But he was mentored by God himself through revelation. It was by encounters with Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, that he was supernaturally taught the Word of God. I'm telling you, God wants to supernaturally teach people tonight. But we need to understand how to receive that anointing. And we need to understand what the anointing of the supernatural is. And we can learn what that is by seeing what Paul the Apostle prayed for the church. You see, in Ephesians chapter 1, starting in verse 15, Paul the Apostle begins to pray for the church of Ephesus to receive something. Are you hungry tonight to receive something? Are you hungry to receive something tonight? I'm telling you, if you are, God will take you to the next level. And God will begin to cause you to go from glory to glory. He'll cause you to begin to accelerate and pass people that have been born again, saved Christians for years. I'm telling you, I'm an example of this. God is releasing an acceleration in this hour where He's causing things that took a long, long time to happen in a much shorter period. I'm telling you, I've been saved for 8 years. I got saved 8 years ago. A drug addict. Alcoholic. Somebody that didn't want to follow God. And the Lord got a hold of my heart. And the Holy Spirit transformed me. And in 8 years, I've been to 28 countries. We've seen hundreds of thousands of lives touched by God. We've seen probably in the last 5 years 20,000 decisions for Christ. And thousands of miracles. And a lot of them documented. But you see, I received something that launched me into that. And that's the wisdom and the revelation of God. And Paul the Apostle, in the book of Ephesians, is praying for the church of Ephesus to receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation. And I'll tell you what, tonight's going to be a night of the fire of God. I'm telling you, when I was on the front row, I began to see this being of fire walking around the room. It was like a man of fire. And I saw this man of fire, but he was very interesting. In fact, it was like this man of fire. I was looking at him, and he became two men of fire. But one man of fire was like a dark red, and the second man of fire was a blue fire. You see, the red fire is the wisdom of God. The blue fire is the revelation. And that tells me what I was supposed to preach tonight. You see, I wait on God until He speaks. And when He begins to speak, whatever He shows me in the moment, I jump up and I flow with. See, we don't want canned revelation. We don't want to just preach another sermon. We want to preach something that activates you. Something that causes eternal change. Something that will cause you to grow from glory to glory and become more like Jesus. So I'm going to look at this because I'm going to teach you what the spirit of wisdom and revelation is, and I'm going to show you what happens when you embrace the fire of God. When you embrace the fire of God, I'm telling you, it will change you. It will cause you to become another person.
какой-то вообще другой человек.
I want you to understand something.
Хочу, чтобы вы поняли что-то.
Paul, he didn't receive his revelations from man.
Павел не получал свои откровения от людей.
He received his revelations from God in the backside of the desert.
Он получал свои откровения от Бога там в пустыне.
How many of you here feel like, man, I've been in a desert season?
Кто чувствует, что вы в каком-то сезоне пустыни?
How many of you feel like, man, it's been a crazy hard season?
Это, вау, это такой трудный сезон.
I'm telling you, God knows your heart anyway.
Бог знает ваше сердце и так.
He loves honesty. Who's
Он
that?
Он любит правду. Кто это? Кто
You're saying, man, I feel like I've been in a desert season.
Я чувствую, я в какой-то пустыне.
I'm here tonight to tell you that desert season's over.
Вам, чтобы этот сезон пустыни закончился.
And you're going to come out of the wilderness.
Вы выйдете из этой пустыни.
In the power and in the might of the Spirit.
И в славе духа.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Спасибо, Иисус.
Now let's look at this.
Давайте посмотрим на это.
I want to show you what the spirit of wisdom and revelation is.
Я хочу вам показать, что значит дух откровения.
And I want to show you several things that it will release into your life.
Я покажу некоторые вещи, которые он выпустит в вашу жизнь.
As you begin to embrace it.
Когда вы начнете принимать это.
Let's look at this.
Давайте посмотрим.
Whoo, Jesus. I feel the glory tonight.
Я чувствую славу сегодня.
How many feel that?
Кто чувствует это?
I'm telling you, there is a heavy, weighty presence.
Я говорю, здесь есть тяжелое, тяжелое присутствие.
There's a heavy cloud of glory in the room.
Тяжелое облако славы здесь в комнате.
I'm telling you, if you have eyes to see in the spirit, you'll see.
Если у вас есть глаза видеть дух, и вы это увидите.
Thank you, Jesus.
Спасибо, Иисус.
Thank you, Lord.
Спасибо, Господь.
Now look at this.
Смотрите на это.
I'm telling you, if it's good enough for Paul, it's good enough for me.
Если это хорошо для Павла, это хорошо для меня.
I'm telling you, the guy had it going on.
Этот мужик у него
He had like the mega ministry of his day.
Было самое большое служение в тот день.
Whoo, I'm telling you, he was almost invincible.
Он был почти не можно было ему
прикрыться. They tried to kill him and it didn't work.
Они хотели его убить, это не работало.
I'm telling you, the guy was used powerfully by God.
Бог использовал его сильно.
Now look at this.
Смотрите на это.
We're going to look at the secret of his growth.
Посмотрим секрет его роста.
We're going to look at the secret of how he became who he was. And it was because he embraced the wisdom and the revelation of God. Look at this, verse 15. It says, therefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints,
Посему я, услышав о вашей вере во Христа Иисуса и о любви ко всем святым,
do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers,
непрестанно благодарю за вас Бога, вспоминая вас в молитвах,
that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him.
Чтобы Бог Господа нашего Иисуса Христа, Отец Славы, дал вам духа премудрости и откровения познанию Его.
And that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling and what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints.
И просветил очи сердца ваше, дабы вы познали, в чем состоит надежда призвания Его и какое богатство славно наследие Его для святых.
And what is the exceeding greatness of His power towards us who believe according to the working of His mighty power?
Как безмерное величие могущества Его в нас, верующих по действию державой силы Его.
Which He worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at the right hand in heavenly places.
Которую Он воздействовал во Христе, воскресив Его из мертвых и посадив одесную Себя на небесах.
You see, I want you to see something. There's four different things that God will release to us as we embrace the Holy Spirit, the wisdom and revelation of God. The first thing is found in verse 17. It says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory,
Бог Господа нашего Иисуса Христа, Отец Славы,
may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him.
Дал вам духа премудрости и откровения к познанию Его.
How many want to know God?
Кто хочет знать Бога?
How many want to go deeper in your intimacy with God?
В интимных отношениях с Богом?
How many want to know God past an intellect?
Кто хочет знать Бога по
and know Him in a heart way?
Знать Его в сердце.
You see, it says that God will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
Что Бог даст вам дух откровения и мудрости.
The Father of glory,
Отец Славы,
will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
Дух мудрости и откровения.
In the knowledge of Him. You see, the first thing that will happen when the Father of glory begins to release to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation will be that you will automatically come into a place of knowing Him more. You see, that word knowing Him in the Greek means to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. How many here want to know the mysteries of God's kingdom? You want to know the secrets of the Lord? I'm telling you, if you embrace the spirit of wisdom and revelation, He'll show you His secrets. He'll give you His secrets. Oh, I'm telling you right now, the second thing it'll do is it will, verse 18, when you receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation, It'll open the eyes of your understanding. They'll be enlightened that you may know what is the hope of His calling and what are the riches of glory of the inheritance in the saints.
Просветило очи сердца вашего, дабы вы познали, в чем состоит надежда призвания Его и какое богатство славного наследия Его для святых.
It'll open your spiritual eyes to see.
Это откроет ваши духовные глаза, чтобы видеть.
You see, it says it'll open your spiritual eyes.
Видите, откроет ваши духовные глаза.
It says that the eyes of your heart will be enlightened.
Глаза вашего сердца просветятся.
That you would know the hope of His call.
Чтобы вы знали надежду Его призвания.
You see, the way God's going to reveal Himself to you.
Как Бог откроет себя для вас.
The way God's going to show you more about who He is.
Покажет, кто Он есть.
Is through enlightening the eyes of your heart. Literally, in the Greek, that word enlighten means to flood the eyes of your heart with prophetic revelation and prophetic light. What it's talking about is dreams, visions, supernatural encounters. You see, God wants to give you those kinds of experiences that you would know Him more. I'm telling you, the people that I know that know God the most are people who have experienced Him in the Spirit. Those that have had encounters with God. Those that live in the school of the Spirit. I'm telling you, I've been talking about that all weekend. But God wants you to get it. He wants you to understand that He will teach you. You see, it's not just about living off of men's revelation or pastor's revelation or some of the guest speaker's revelation. God wants you to have your own revelation. I remember one time I had this dream. And in this dream, I was at a restaurant. And I was sitting there ready to order a steak. I was like, man, I want a steak. And I was waiting for the waitress. And when the waitress came, it was a very famous woman of God. The waitress was a woman named Heidi Baker. And she's like, hey, what do you want to eat? And so I said, hey, what I want to eat is a steak. And so she writes it down. She goes, okay, I'll be right back. And right when she leaves, my cell phone rings in the dream. And so in the dream, I walk out of the restaurant, and I'm on the phone, and as soon as I'm done, I walk back in, and I sit down, and I'm waiting for my steak. And all of a sudden, another waiter comes out. And I go, where's my steak? Where's my steak? And all of a sudden, they go, oh, we just gave the last one away. We gave the last one away. And I was like, wait a minute, I ordered a steak. And they go, hold on, sir. And they went to the back. And they took a can of tuna. A nasty can of tuna. They opened it up and they slapped it on the plate and they put it before me. And in the dream, I was like, yuck. And then all of a sudden, I woke up and I was like, God, what the heck is that? And the Lord began to speak to me. You know, and I had this feeling. It was like supernatural. I was like disgusted and I was disappointed. I was like, I ordered a steak and they gave me this, yuck. And I'm like, God, what's the deal? And He goes, yeah, it tastes pretty bad, doesn't it? And it was like the Lord was like, yeah, yuck. And the Lord said, Jeremy, I want you to tell my people that it's my will that they would have steak every day for their lives. But He said, tell them this. My people are too busy trying to do their own thing, doing their own calling, that they miss out when I'm serving that steak, and they have to settle for second best, which is canned food, which is other men and other women's revelation. He said, I want you to tell them that I'll give them steak if they're hungry. You see, it was a prophetic word for the body of Christ. That's why Heidi Baker was serving me. Heidi Baker's a prophet. And so it represented a prophetic word from the Father. You see, God doesn't want us just to eat off of other people's plates. God wants to give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation that we would have our own encounters and our own intimacy with God. And you see, what this is saying right here is that it's it's God's will that he would anoint you to know him more by giving you dreams and giving you visions and giving you spiritual encounters, that you would better know your Father and you would better know what it is to be called into the kingdom. And you see, in verse 18, it says here that when the spirit of wisdom and revelation comes upon you, it says here that the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened, and the purpose of those eyes being enlightened, the purpose of the dreams and the visions and the experiences and the voice of God, is so that you would know what is the hope of his calling. And what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. You see, the reason why God wants to give you revelation is because he wants you to know who you are. You see, if you know who you are in Christ and who Christ is in you, I'm telling you, the devil is defeated. He can do nothing against you. You will trample his kingdom and you will have victory time and time again. You see, the reason why God gives encounters is so that we would come into a greater revelation of his calling. Who's it talking about? It's talking about Jesus' calling. You see, God clearly wants you to see who Jesus is. And he clearly wants you to see what it looks like to walk like Jesus. Because when you see him, you see who you're called to be. You see, we're called to be like Christ. In John 14:12, Jesus said this. He said, those who have faith in me, they will do the same works and greater than these. See, God is calling a generation to rise up and to begin to demonstrate the greater works of God and to begin to make known Jesus Christ and to cause him to become a reality to people that don't know him. I'm telling you, God wants to give you supernatural encounters. He wants to show you who you are. And I'm telling you, when you begin to know who you are, what will begin to happen is you will begin to understand why we're here. You see, we're not here just to get saved. I'm telling you, that's just the entry point to the kingdom. I'm telling you, a spiritual father of mine, he has a funny saying. He said, if the mission of God were just to get you saved, all we would need are evangelists and assassins. I'm telling you, you get them saved, bam! Now they're in heaven. See, there's more to life than that. There's more to the Christian life than that. You see, the salvation of the Lord is the most important thing. But once you're saved, you're called to more than just sitting in a seat. You're called to be a part of the army of God. You're called to be a part of the kingdom of God. You're called to go into the darkness and to show forth the light. I'm telling you right now, God wants to raise people up to go into nations that are poor and beat down, nations that are in bondage, that are entangled in sin, that are entangled into idolatry, that are entangled into witchcraft, those that are caught up in false gods, those that don't know Jesus, and he wants to anoint them with power. And he wants to anoint them with faith to reveal Jesus the Messiah. I'm telling you right now, God says that in this room tonight, he's calling people out to become nation shakers for his glory. I'm telling you, God's calling people out to begin to have a heart for people that are down and out in nations like Africa, nations like India, nations all over the world that are in poverty, that have not, and he wants to call you out, and he wants you to share the love of Jesus with them. I'm telling you, there's people in this room, God wants to give you a mercy ministry. He wants to raise you up
милосердие.
He wants to raise you up, that you would be like a Heidi Baker. You would begin to feed the poor. You begin to bring homes for the orphans and the widows. That you would cast out demons and pray for the sick and see the unreached reach. I'm telling you right now, I'm giving you some insight to what it looks like when you begin to flow in the things of God. I'm telling you right now, feathers are falling. There's a feather that just fell. And it's a sign that heaven is invading the room. I'm telling you, how many know that when angels show up, feathers show up? I'm telling you right now, heaven is invading the room. The glory of God is in the room right now. And I'm telling you, it's the spirit of wisdom and revelation. And God wants us to be activated. I want to tell you something else. Are you hungry for what I'm talking about? I'm telling you, tonight, God is going to set people on fire for the gospel of Jesus Christ. He's going to set people on fire to be used by the king to bring damage to the kingdom of darkness. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, I need a water break. Because I've been preaching like a maniac.